Hey everybody, welcome to the fall series of the Mood Board Podcast. We are going to be continuing our conversation with Fernando Duke, co-founder of Duke Renders, which is all about photorealistic imagery with 3D design. So we're going to be getting into all of this conversation. I think many interior designers, real estate developers, we all notice this is the way the industry is going. Instead of doing the mood board, SketchUp, CAD, people want the photorealistic imagery. And when you're starting to get into projects where there's bigger budgets, there's a lot more on the line, it's so much easier to change the vision and pivot when it's already done in 3D versus already having it installed and then someone saying, I don't really like the color. That actually looks too tight. And it's just a huge process and a lot of money gets wasted. So when Fernando and I initially talked about partnering together, you'll notice in this conversation when you listen to it, I haven't used his services yet, but I'm going to share with you guys the visuals of what I recently got and how impressed not only myself, but my clients were when seeing the final product. So one of the projects I'm actually working on next year is really for a kitchen. And my clients really want to go from white to sort of an olive hunter green. And, you know, they said, look, we're really open to your vision. We know that you love color. You know that you like wallpaper. We're open to all of that. So we really want to push our boundaries. So, you know, I went in, I did paint hand sketches. I then, you know, made a physical mood board and, you know, presented my ideas and they loved it. But the feedback I got was, you know, there's so many layers of detail. I really wish I could see all of this. I'm not sure that I can see the bench cushions that you're talking about or the wallpaper. I'm just not sure I'm getting the full visual of what you're saying. So once I started working with Fernando's team at Duke Renders, very easily I was able to go from I'm not seeing it to I like this to I want this to can we add more? And what I noticed was, one, it took a lot off of my plate. It let me source and do other things. And it also allowed me to not only show that I could do this, it gave my clients a lot of confidence to say, let's keep going and I want more. And for those of you who are having a business, you're starting your business, I think one of the great things Fernando talked about too is you're always looking for those projects to build your portfolio. This is an excellent way to build your portfolio, to show people your capabilities and also to do all of this, I think, again, and adding it into your budget in the beginning so that when your clients install the project and it gets done, there really shouldn't be that many surprises. Your install should look like the photorealistic rendering. And I think that's what I was most invested, not only invested in, but impressed with, to be honest, in the project. So I want you guys to listen to this conversation, but I also want you to try out Duke Renders. So make sure after the conversation, you go to DukeRenders/Angela, and you can get a 25% discount on your first time working with them. Again, it's DukeRenders/Angela. And you get a 25% discount. I'll have a link for this on my website. I'll have a link for it here within the podcast interview, but it's worth it. I just want to keep sharing that because you'll hear in the interview how this is not the first time that Fernando Duke has reached out to me, but now that I've actually used the service, I'm sold and I'm ready to work on my next project with him shortly. All right, on that note, let's start the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. I'm excited today to be talking to Fernando from Duke Renders. He is someone, I will say, one who has been very persistent in my inbox for years about having me work with him. And this is actually something I've been really exploring this year, the next coming year with clients and talking about the new wave of really giving photorealistic 3D designs to interior design clients. I think this is the future. And so for first-time listeners, I have Fernando here, and I wanted to talk about, can you really describe for us what is Duke Renders?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me, Angela. It's been, like you say, I've been persistent with you. And it's so nice that we can actually do this And yeah, so for everyone listening, so we're, if you don't know us, like we are a 3D visualization studio based in Tulum, Mexico. And the best way to describe us is like, well, you know, when sometimes interior designers try to explain their designs to their clients, and I don't know, maybe this happened to you.
Oh, it happens, Angela, all the time.
And yeah, so you come and you're armed with like materials, samples, color swatches, mood boards, design boards, some of them even create like SketchUp models, and suddenly, yes. And suddenly your client says like, you know, I'm sorry, but I just can't see it.
You're like, how can you not see all like, of my beautiful samples?
And all this time that I put together to give you this, and it must be frustrating. I totally get it. Like, and so what we do is provide these hyper-realistic visualizations or 3D renderings. They're 100% accurate with everything that you want to propose into your design, custom or not custom. So your client can overcome this, you know, very important roadblock, I would say, yeah, of not being able to see your designs, which, you know, this will bring everyone on the same page. It will reduce back and forth and, you know, definitely minimize some expensive returns and complete the project faster. So that's what we do.
Yeah, I love it. So when did you decide to start Duke Renders, and when did it feel like, you know, this company should be targeted specifically at interior designers?
Yeah, I love telling our story because it all started back, I think, back March in 2020. Hmm. We were, you know, COVID was just starting. Remember, yeah. COVID?
Remember, I know. COVID? We don't like to say that word here. It's like Baltimore. COVID.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'm going to give credits to my wife, Mina. She's an interior designer, all right, okay, here in Tulum.
All right.
Yeah. So we saw her wearing all the hats that interior designers usually wear, you know, mm-hmm. the typical one-woman show. She was a principal designer. She was the accountant. She was a painter, the electrician. I mean, I bet everyone listening to this can relate. And of course, one of her roles was she was the 3D artist. She was doing her renderings. She was creating these renderings. And at that time, she was using one of these basic DIY softwares. You know, they're good. I mean, not that good, though. the results are not great. They're very cartoonish and still do, right? Even though it's been a while now. And of course, the library was super limited. And the most important part is that it took forever. It took so much time to create them.
Yeah.
And I tell her, like, you know, honey, you're a designer. You're not a render artist. Like, right. I think you should be spending more time designing, right? So my brother Enrique and I, it's my younger brother, we decided to kind of like jump in and help her out. So we took over creating her renderings and for ongoing projects. And, you know, long story short, after we created some of their work, we posted them online and people started like, oh my God, this is nice. And not only we were optimizing the quality, we're also optimizing the service that we were giving, because it comes in twofold, right? And yeah, that's kind of like how we started. And 3 years later, we have over 500 clients, and we've been working with firms just Studio McGee, like Pinch Me Please, am I dreaming? Studio McGee, like Intercontinental Hotels, Holiday Inn, like all these big brands that it probably says that we're probably doing something good here.
That's kind of crazy. I did not know this was your story, and I did not know your wife was an interior designer. Yeah. So this definitely makes sense, because I try to pull my husband into my work and he's an art director, and he's like, that's too far. That's too far. You need to find somebody else. He's like, we got to have boundaries. But see, I can tell him, like, look, but you could create a whole new business separate from my company at the same time that's wildly successful. And that I agree, definitely during COVID was definitely that time where so many of us were doing all of this virtual work. But you do hit these stumbling blocks when you can't be in somebody's home. And you're going, this is what I'm sending. I'm mailing samples after samples. And they're going, I still don't see it. And what you create is truly the real vision of what they're going to get. And you're not like guessing the scale and things like that.
Absolutely. And I tell you, like, and we have right now, we could talk a little bit about our process a little bit later. But one of the things that we try to provide to our clients is multiple views, like multiple views. And when I say multiple views, like just like 4, 5, 6 views of a kitchen, you say like, oh, that's probably too many. Now, is it too many, or you kind of like buying insurance, right? Like there's no way. If you have 10 views of a kitchen, nobody would tell you, oh, I just can't see it. It's just
right.
Right. Right. Like there's no way. So yeah, we can touch a little bit about how we do it, but yeah, like these visuals are definitely a tool for designers that it may be biased, but I think everyone should have.
All right. So let me talk a little bit about this. So I think we all know really that we're seeing what you're doing is really the future of where 3D renderings are really becoming the future of how we're presenting work and interior design. Do you feel like CAD and SketchUp are still relevant? And do you feel like they kind of go hand in hand? Or do you almost feel like that's kind of replaced those systems?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you the MBA answer. It depends.
Okay, let's do this.
It depends. I mean, I think that there's a place for everything, right? It depends how much of your process internally is, because we have clients, we help clients that come to us at the very beginning of the design process, that we have clients that have everything selected. They even send us these type of tools in order for us to reference it. So I think there's a place for everyone, okay, for everything, right? However, I do believe that these do-it-for-you services, like what we provide, yeah, where you delegate the work instead of like doing it yourself, yeah, is where at least our clients are going, right? Like we don't get too many clients that, oh, I started doing renderings with you guys, and then I'm going to just do them myself.
Right. Now I want to go back to the old way of suffering.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So usually our clients come to us because they not only want better visualization tools, they also are sick and tired of doing them themselves.
Yes.
So no, and I honestly, you can't even imagine the number of times I've heard this. It takes me forever to create these models, these you know, SketchUp models. This is time that I much rather invest in my business, right? And I totally understand that these tools were revolutionary at the time, like SketchUp and AutoCAD, and they definitely still have a place today. However, with, you know, gained popularity of shows like, you know, shows on HGTV and other design shows, clients are expecting more and more this type of lifelike tools. I think it may be, you know, a good combination of both, but kind of like have relying more on the do it yourself. I think that's where the market is going. And we actually talking about tools, we actually have more than renderings. We have like super high-end virtual reality products that you can just put your glasses on. And
that's cool. I didn't know you guys do VR.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And you can just walk inside of the space. I mean,
I have done some of those at events, and it's a little weird. Like, I don't know why there was some capability where like you could be in the room, but then you could also like stand on the table, and you're like, I don't know why this would happen, but like, yeah, literally, well, like...
It's funny, right? Like you usually program it to not do that. Like that's on toddler's mode.
That was an early mode, and it was strange, but I was like, mode. Oh, well, this is dining table height. This is accurate.
Yeah, no, and not only that, like for the application for designers and real estate developers is that you can open doors, like the client can literally walk in the space. And not only that, like you can propose different furniture or different, like a different sofa. And then you, with a click, it just changes. It's just incredible. Like one click and now it looks like this in context with everything else and in a first person mode. So, I mean, these are like, again, so you see how tools keep evolving, and who knows what's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years. Like, oh, I don't know, just like plant a bedroom and it just pops up. I don't know what's going to happen, but definitely tools are evolving, and we just need to get on top of that wave so we're always current. So yeah, at the beginning, we had renderings, then we started with panoramas, then we do video animations. Now we're up doing this virtual reality tours, which are pretty, pretty cool.
What do you feel like are the renders that are the most in demand for you? That it seems like designers are like just constantly asking you for?
Yeah, well, I think I see a lot of kitchens. I mean, I've seen thousands of kitchens in my life now. I have to admit, I have a very good eye for kitchens now.
You're like, now I understand.
Yeah, and it's funny because we've seen every single style and size that you can imagine, and it's fun actually to see the trends happening in real time, right? So it's when I pull projects from probably 2 or 3 years ago, they do look different. From and not the rendering. The rendering also looked different.
Yeah.
But also the style of the rendering.
So tell me one of the style trends that you feel like you've recently been seeing with kitchens.
Well, a lot of pastel colors, a lot of the, again, like probably because Studio McGee have this Netflix show, right? Like that style, I've seen it more and more and more. These pastel colors, like toned down earth tones.
Yes.
Before, probably in COVID, I saw a lot of like more green and more colorful. And I know you're a very colorful designer. So
I love playing with color.
I know. And I know that you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I've seen this. So you differentiate yourself right now for sure, because definitely the trend that I'm seeing more is pastel colors, neutral tones, a lot of white on whites. And so that's kind of like what I've been seeing so far. And, but yeah, so kitchens definitely.
You're like the most, I will be honest. I am working on a kitchen right now, and I'm debating using your services because we are doing something that's like hunter green and we're mixing stones, and it is a challenging design, I think, without being able to see it. I'm like, my mood boards, I don't know that'll give it justice, and I think it'll help get my client to the next step.
Let's do it. And I'll tell you, once kind of like, remember that the renderings are not only for your client, right? Like that's probably a misconception. That's my battle every time I get the chance to speak to someone or some audience. So the renderings are not, in fact, I would argue that they're most helpful for you, the designer, because so much happens with the rendering with you. So little happens with the client and the rendering. Like the client is just, here it is. This is it. You like it, you don't like it, that's it. For the designer, it's part of their process. So what we do and what we've seen with our clients is that we not only help them validate if the design is looking the way they want to look, we're also kind of like empowering them into getting, you know, better designs, bolder ideas. Like for example, a designer that's used to having that earth kitchen, if they have to do a project like yours, they probably feel a little bit like, you know, out of their comfort zone.
Right.
Renderings definitely kind of like help you boost that confidence, because you say like, oh, I can paint that ceiling green, you know, like my wife, literally my wife loves painting ceilings. It's like one of her things. But the first ceiling that she painted was not kind of like an easy sell. Right. Like, because for example, the she just painted the room of our daughter, like a bright pink. Like, well, I mean, if you tell me, I'm the client, if you tell me I'm going to paint your ceiling pink, I'll tell you crazy.
Yeah. Now, like, I'm not paying for that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but now if you show them a render, it's not that she showed me a render, I had no other option. because you've done this many times, and I remember one of her clients, she wanted to paint her ceiling like kind of like a dark greenish blue.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a hard sell. She rendered the product. The guy's like, absolutely yes. Didn't even think about it. So it does have benefits, mostly for the designer. I tell this story all the time. So it's one of my favorite stories. One of our clients in New York City, she prints the rendering in a gigantic, you know, like gigantic. She blows up the rendering, puts it on the job site. This way, the contractor knows exactly what they're doing. He knows the painters. But you see how so many.
That is very smart.
Right, right. Other designers, especially for your listeners that are probably starting in this business, you know, you have to have a portfolio in order to get a client. But you can't get a client if you don't get a portfolio, if you don't have a portfolio. Right. So we also help designers create their initial portfolios with the use of 3D rendering. So again, I can talk for hours about the benefits, but these are just some of them. Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's take a break.
Thank Thank you so much for listening to the Mood Board Podcast. My mom's kicking off spring and summer series all around the stories of home renovations, and boxes are stacked up all around the living room. This podcast has listeners in over 13 countries and almost has 10,000 listens. So thank you for actually clicking on this podcast, and make sure to share it with all your friends and family. Okay, Mom, I'm done now.
So let's talk a little bit about what are the renders of the week. What are you doing with that? How does that work?
So, well, the render of the week is, I tell you, I want to tell you a little bit of a secret. We get a lot of credit for designs that honestly are not ours. Okay. In fact, these are the designers, they are absolutely super talented, and they give it to us, and we just make them pretty in visualizations. And I tell you, when the design is not that good, you also say that the rendering is not that good. Very highly directly with the design. Yeah, absolutely. So the render of the week is something that we've done since the very beginning of our company, and it's a way to kind of showcase and give tribute to the designer behind the rendering. We mm-hmm. talk a little bit about the designer and what the behind the design is and what it meant for them. Mm-hmm. And our audience, they're always super receptive and to the weekly series. And, they send us comments all the time complimenting the designer. And the byproduct of this series is that we've made connections. We're like, hey, this designer, I really like this from your render of the week. Do you mind, catching up with? Oh yeah, absolutely. So, this industry is very helpful, So that's the render of the week. And it's been fun for, 3 years now?
Yeah, no, I agree. As the interior designer too, you want to be it was my vision as well. It was a partnership letting people know. People like the kudos. We need that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like for your business, working remotely has really helped you grow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. COVID definitely normalized the non-in-person meetings. This had a massive impact in our business because, as you mentioned, we were able to reach people over the world. It led us to work with firms that I couldn't imagine working with, Studio McGee, Mikael Welch, and working these massive hotel chains. And, it also allows us to start working in the Middle East. That's one of the things that we're doing now. We opened a branch in Dubai earlier year, serving Saudi clients and the whole GCC, Oman.
Congratulations.
and all of this because of reaching, potential clients remotely. Now, I've seen changes, now all of this is coming back to traditional. I think from my perspective, after COVID ended, I started kind of going to events, High Point, Las Vegas Market. Mm-hmm. I just came back from IDS, the conference in IDS in New York City. And even though remote introductions are great, there's nothing like a good old fashioned, person-to-person meetups. So I developed, relationship with clients in person that I don't even think first be assumed could actually do. Some clients tell me their problems sometimes, deep problems, clients are going through tragedy or success. Some of these things, it's only so much you can do over Zoom, and definitely it works. But I think a combination of both, for example, if you and I meet right now, this was great. However, meeting in person, we're going to be buddies.
Yes, I agree. And we're going to have lots of coffee because I need to stay caffeinated. Because you have children, I have children. Yeah. That's what gets me through the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it definitely helped for sure.
So I think one of my last questions I'm going to ask you about is, where do you feel where's the future of Duke Renders for you? Where do you see the next steps of where you want your business to be?
I mean, if you asked me that question 3 years ago, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't tell you the answer that it's happening right now. So I'm not a very good predictor of the future. But if the past is a good prediction of the future, I can tell you that things are going to look great. We keep investing, we keep evolving, we keep investing in our process. We keep, doing a lot of things to keep ahead. And I always say we found out very early in our company that even though we create 3D renderings, our business is more in the customer service.
Yeah.
That happens to be, 3D renderings. So I figure that our clients require a level of service that is outstanding on top of good products. I know clients today are more savvy, more, more educated, more sophisticated. Right. So they're not only expecting good products and crappy services, kind of like expecting both.
I agree.
We're definitely investing that. For example, and one of the things that I wanted to talk is especially in our service, right? Our process, and this is kind of like an example of how we keep innovating in our process. Some of the things that our clients tell us, like your process is the best. It's very predictable. It's very structured, and it's basically a three-step process. It's the first stage is when you gather all the information, mm-hmm. send it to us. You will be paired with an account manager that will help you throughout the entire process. And this will be called your best friend. There's no AI robots, at least in our company yet. after that, 3 to 5 business days, very fast, we'll present to you with the clay draft. That's a clear representation of what your project is already looking. And then after we get your feedback, we will present for you with the finals. So very simple, straightforward process, gather, clay draft, and delivery. The entire process takes around 7 to 10 business days. From start to finish. So, and we can usually probably do it a little bit faster, but I'm comfortable.
Give yourself some padding. You never know.
Yes. But yeah, things are going back to your question. I just wanted to touch base a little bit on the process because with some of the things that we keep innovating. At the beginning, it was 10 steps. Now we narrow it down to 3 because we are kind of like focused on how we can serve the client better and better. It's a nonstop obsession.
And I think that's part of, you know, being a good business owner. It is kind of, even when you feel like you've gotten it good, you're like, how can I make it a little bit better and tweak it and refine it? And listening to the feedback, like I said, Fernando, you are extremely responsive. You're always getting on me and be like, this. But it's great because as my business is growing, it's still something that I keep in top of mind for myself.
Absolutely.
Other designers, I've seen their work. I've seen the renders of the week. I read your blog and I'm like, that was an interesting project. That was another interesting project. So it's like, I don't think you're ever really too far out of lots of people's minds, which is another reason why I wanted to bring you on the show. As I think, I know it seems odd for some people to hear this, but a lot of designers, I mean, the project I'm working on right now is for 2024. Like we're kind of almost even done with this year and we're just going, okay, what do my clients want for next year? Because the projects are that big. So I think it's really good. I wanted people to listen to yours right now as you're kind of thinking about your next year and where you want to put some of your investments. Duke Renders is a place you should be thinking about. And frankly, just taking some things off your plate. I mean, I charge by the hour and I have realized my hours need to be more strategic.
Absolutely.
And so I think probably other designers are feeling the same way. You're like, how do I get back into being in the work and not being part of the tooling part, which I think is just too much sometimes.
Just remove the hats.
Exactly. I'm like, you need to take off a few hats. I know your wife already knows this, but I think for other people listening as well, as you grow your business, you just eventually get to a point where it's like, it's just too many freaking hats and you have to grow with other people like yourself.
They always recommend designers, just hire the first person, even though you think you don't need that person, just hire it. Because you'll find something. Like hire a virtual assistant, it's not going to cost that much.
Yeah.
But that first hire is key. After you hire the first person, then it's a kind of like a snowball. We have already 100 people on staff.
Right.
And it's just like, it's never easy, but it definitely makes things much easier at the end. Yeah.
Well, Fernando, that is our interview. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much. And for the listeners of the podcast, I actually do have a little bit of an offer here. If you go to dukerenders.com/Angela, you'll have a booking calendar page there. If you book an appointment with us to kind of like explore your project, we will give you a 25% discount. So again, dukerenders.com/Angela, and you can find us at dukerenders.com and duke.renders on Instagram.
Perfect. And I will have all of that set up for listeners as well. All right, Fernando, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you got a lot out of that conversation. And for those of you who own a business, who are thinking about, you know, 2024 and what can you do to be more strategic? How can you wear one less hat? You know, how can I get things done in an easier, faster way for yourself? I would say absolutely think about Duke Renders. Again, use Duke Renders /Angela. You get 25% off your first design with them. And I think more importantly, I always go back to some of the things that Fernando talked about. It isn't so much that this design is for your clients, it's for yourself. It's an easier way for you to communicate with all the other third-party vendors that you're working with. It's an excellent way for you to show something for a portfolio as you grow. And it's, again, that communication level where you can just get down to the nitty-gritty details so there's really no confusion in the installation. Unlike when something when you do an AutoCAD or SketchUp, this isn't an idea of what it could be. This is exactly what it should be when it's done. And so I think that's something that's really a game changer for many people. And again, worth the investment. So make sure you check out angelabelt.com/themoodboardpodcast. You'll be able to see the imagery of the photo, realistic imagery of the kitchen I'm working on for next year. Also, you can go to my Instagram account, _AngelaBelt, and you'll see it there as well. And remember to use their services. It's DukeRenders/Angela. Get 25% off your first design with Duke Renders. Thank you again for listening, sharing. Make sure to subscribe, share with your friends and family, and stay safe out there. All right. Bye-bye.